our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
Yeah.
So we...
Can you get me water?
Oh yeah, there's some water.
Thanks.
Tell a story about a thing.
I was at work a real long time today. So I did. Here's my favorite thing about what happened at work today. Here's my favorite thing that happened. So what I do involves kind of some unknown stuff every once in a while. I work with program teams that give me answers to things that I don't otherwise know about. And sometimes I have a suspicion that I'm right about a thing and the program team is wrong. And I've thought that for a week about this one thing,
mm-hmm.
and they've been assuring me the whole time, no, you're wrong, we're right on this. And today I got a message that said, by the way, we were wrong, you were right.
Right.
Just redo all that work you just did. Sorry. That's the second time that's happened this month, so that's my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. When they're dumb.
Oh, when I waste, like, literal hours of my time when I knew I was right in the first
place. They're paying you.
Not enough.
Well, that's true.
I do the job of a salaried person, but I'm not salaried.
So I did all kinds of stuff today.
What did you do today?
I keyed up some cylinders to put in the Hornbachers. We're going to go to Hornbachers tomorrow.
Does that mean they have doors that aren't locked right now?
No. We didn't replace them yet. We didn't take the ones out from there. We just made a
bunch of new
ones.
So they're replacing them from when it was Super One or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay,
just,
so they just, like,
the locks.
Currently have locks that, like, maybe old employees might have access to, and that's
right.
Not good.
Yeah, they're just
gotcha.
In the whole store. And then we went to Firestone, which is on Washington.
Yep, I know that. My friend lives by there.
Mm-hmm.
Adam lives there. Hi, yeah. Adam.
We did 14 locks around the whole building.
Oh, really?
We rekeyed every lock there at the Firestone. And did you know that there's a record store right next door?
No, really?
Discontent.
That's not a record store. Have you been in there?
No.
Oh, it's a head shop. And t-shirt shop. And I don't know.
That's where you buy your reefer.
Yeah. Well, no. You buy your accoutrement. But they were selling spice, I think. Which is a bad idea.
Spice?
Synthetic marijuana. Very dangerous.
Spice, like...
Very, very dangerous.
Is it like sage?
No, it's like synthetic marijuana. It's very dangerous. But I think that's what it was, and they got in trouble, and so now someone has to go to jail or something. One of my sister's really good friends, his parents own the whole chain, and also all the Almost Famous piercing places.
I don't know what that is.
It's a shitty piercing place. It's in malls sometimes.
Okay.
There's one in, like, the Mall of America.
Okay.
Yeah, they own all those, too.
Cool.
And I think something else, but...
I'm going to have a store in the Mall of America. That sounds pretty cool.
I guess where I was going with that is that my sister's friend is opening a game store in Fargo, in what used to be Discontent before it got closed.
Oh.
Yeah. So, that'd be fun.
What kind of game store?
I think he said he's focusing on role-playing games, like RPGs.
Nice.
Like,
so it's like Paradox, but less shitty.
Like, basically what it's going to be is a place for his friends to go and play games,
Because
he's got a bunch of money, like just a ton of money and nothing to do with it. So he's like, oh, I'll just open a game store for my friends. But yeah, Paradox, but less shitty.
Yeah. I just don't like the scene there.
The atmosphere there isn't good. The people are, they're kind of more closed off. I don't know if maybe we just haven't gone there enough, but I
don't
think that's
the
case. I don't know. Everyone at Grand Cities was just so fucking friendly. Like, the first time we went in, it was like, oh, hey, you need help or anything? And it was, like, super nice.
They're good.
Everybody's
good
been
folks.
Really nice. And one thing about, like, Grand Cities, I've never felt, like, discriminated against because I'm a girl. And I felt that immediately. The first time I went into Paradox, they served me last, even though I was standing at the counter longer than anyone else. This is just so stupid.
How dare you be a woman?
I know, right? How dare I?
These females doing, trying to buy magic cards.
What do we do this weekend? Oh, we help Gully Move.
Yeah.
I'm real sore still.
Yeah? I'm okay.
So I learned this about myself this weekend. I relearned this about myself this weekend. I knew this when I worked at Target, is that when I carry boxes, I balance them on my hip bones. I put them in my arms, and then I rest them on my hip bones and apparently my pubic bone, and now I got all sorts of, like, bruises from it.
I banged my shin real hard at Gully's.
Yeah, and his computer. Yeah. He told me that you broke it.
I was walking by, and I went... I broke his computer?
No, your shin.
Oh, well.
Not his computer.
Well, I'm sure his computer
is more important.
You looked
a little scared there for
a second. I was like, what?
What? I didn't do that.
I didn't mean to break it.
What did I do?
We were nice to it. Yeah. So we, what else did we do? I was at work all day, and you were at work all day. I'm making you dinner because you had a bad day.
I had a bad day.
It's
yesterday,
cooking.
We played D&D. None of the characters
died. Nobody died.
I had to cheat a little.
Mm-hmm.
I had to cheat a little.
Because we all would have died otherwise.
Yeah. Because I don't know why you guys didn't pick up. Like, you're like, oh, we'll just storm fucking into a castle and be like, we need to see your leader. Instead of being like, oh, we're just cultists. Like, we're supposed to be here. No, you're like, we need to get in right now. Why aren't you helping me get in right now? And I'm just like, So I had to have someone just call you cultist so you would get the idea. Because nobody was picking up on it. I'm just like, you guys are supposed to be pretending
to be
cultists.
I was hanging out with the lizard men. Making weapons.
You were hanging out with the lizard men, that's true. They're not that smart. No. None of them really are. I realized about halfway through that I was giving the bullywugs too many vocal skills because they're only supposed to be able to speak pidgin English.
Mm.
So I'm going to have to scale that back a little bit. That'd be fun.
Cool. They're frog people.
Lizard folk aren't supposed to be able to speak very good English either.
Yeah, so. Well, they don't have, like, human mouth bits.
They don't.
They don't have the same vocal cord structure.
They speak Draconic.
Yeah, well, that's different.
Bullywugs speak bullywug.
Which is all like,
because they're frogmen.
Brop. That's how they say
they're frogmen.
Brop.
They're friends with giant frogs.
Did you ever play Chrono Trigger?
No.
Chrono Trigger, there's a guy who's a frog, and his name is Frog.
His name is Frog.
Well, that's not his real name, but
Did he name himself?
Yeah, he's like, you just call me
just
Frog.
Just call me Frog, everyone
his
else.
His real name's Glenn.
Glenn?
Glenn.
Well, why would you call him Glenn then?
Because he got turned into a frog.
That's a nice name.
And he was sad about it.
It's a nice
so
name to
just call me
Glenn. I'd just be like, you know what, call me Glenn, because then maybe I can remember that I used to be Glenn. Oh, maybe that would make you sad. Be like, oh, I used to be a person. I'm just a shitty frog.
I used to not be a frog. Well, he's like a sword-fighting frog, so that's cool. And he's like the best character in the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Tell me about Shadow and,
Jimmy Rat.
Jimmy Rat?
Sam Slug. All right. Shadow approached Jimmy Rat and asked if he knew the whereabouts of Sam Slug, the notorious drug dealer. Oh yeah, replied Jimmy. He's hiding out in that row of townhouses up the street. Seeing as you might not find him yourself, I'll even give you the numbers. He's in 748, 749, and 750. I know he's there, because I was in there the other day and he was getting ready for a raid. He even knocked holes in the walls between the three units so they can go back and forth in case of a shootout. You better be very careful, advised Jimmy. He has a whole case of automatic weapons and enough rounds of ammo to sink a ship. Shadow sighed.
Can I just interrupt you?
Yeah, they're not on the same side of the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not on the same side of the street.
Because you can't have two numbers in a row.
You can cut the bull right there, Jimmy.
Yeah, we could tell him. Jimmy, cut your bullshit.
Jimmy, cut your bull.
We're sick of your shit. We're
sick of your bullshit, Jimmy. Ugh, I don't want to do the number ones.
Well then,
the ones that are numbers are all lame.
Alright, how about we
we got a good one. I got a good one. It happened just before the breakout of hostilities in World War II. Captain Frank was awakened by the most violent thunderstorm he could remember. Unable to sleep, he decided to go and pick up the maid and report to work early. After breakfast, he kissed his wife goodbye and got on the elevator to go down to the lobby. On his way down, the elevator suddenly stopped and the power went out. At that point, Captain Frank realized his wife had just died. What led him to such a catastrophic conclusion?
Because she was, like, plugged into a machine or something?
Was she plugged into a machine?
If the power went out?
Because of a thunderstorm?
Maybe she was... She was a robot.
I don't think she was a robot. That'd be weird. Not in World War II. Not just before World War II. I don't think she's a robot.
Can I see the thing?
Yeah. Maybe she was on life support.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Plugged into a machine.
Yeah, she's probably on life support. Check it out. It's the answer.
Kiss his wife goodbye. There was a power failure. When Crampton Frank left, his wife was in an iron lung support system.
Iron lung support system.
It's a safety device because of warning signals in the event of a power failure. The machine can then be operated by hand. Since Mrs. Frank was alone at the time, it can only mean one thing. Lights out.
Lights out! Lights out!
Lights out.
She's dead, bro.
That's what it means.
Oh, lights my goodness. Out my nail polish has chipped so much today. I was going to go help Gully move tonight or, like, unpack his shit, but, like, I'm not paying my nails instead. Sorry, Gully.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come over tomorrow. That's okay. I have to go back to work in half an hour, so. Because the day's never over.
Do you want to do our snack?
Do you have a snack?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do our snack.
It's chestnuts from last week.
Oh, no! So, brave listeners of this podcast, let me tell you a little story about what happened this week. So, the chestnuts were on Adam's desk for most of the week because neither one of us were really eating them. And then he brought them over to me and he was like, here, I got these for you. And I was like, all right. And I took one and I put it in my mouth and it was kind of dry. But, like, I kept chewing it because I was like, oh, it just dried out because it was sitting on top the whole time. And then I looked at the rest of them and they were covered in mold. Just covered in mold. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. And then I stood up and I spit it all out real hard. Covered and then Adam mold. Was nice to me for the next 5 minutes.
I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't look at it.
I don't think the one that I had was moldy. Because it was like, it was really dry. Like, I think the outside had dried out before.
Here you go. Here's our snack.
What's our snack?
Coffee candy.
It's not coffee candy. We already did coffee candy.
All right, ginger candy.
Ginger candy? No, I prefer coffee candy. It's better. Oh, this one's broken. You gave me a broken coffee candy.
Here, have this other coffee candy.
No, I already opened it. Oh.
All right, let me see if I can find... Hold on, I'll find something.
Okay. What do you got?
Saltines.
Woo!
Saltines?
I like saltines.
All right, so saltines.
I'm already,
Yeah, that's fine. That's a pre-snack snack.
Pre-snack.
So.
What brand do we got?
We have Patty Cake brand saltines.
Patty Cake.
I got them at the old bread store.
Mmm. Yeah, because I don't think those are going to be as good as your classic saltines.
I'm going to try one. All right, so it smells. It smells like saltine.
Mm-hmm.
It smells like flour, I guess.
They do kind of smell floury. Salt and flour. I like it smell right now with coffee candy.
Salt and flour. Yes, a little bit of butter, maybe?
Salt and buttery flour. I mean, that's really how they are. Ooh, read the ingredients before we get in here.
So if you're not familiar with saltines, it's a square cracker that has little ridges on the end and a bunch of holes in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Ingredients. Enriched flour. Vegetable oil.
Yep. Oh, probably like butter flavor then.
Enzymes, yeast, malted barley flour, sodium sulfite, salt, leavening.
Okay.
No butter flavor. Maybe just wheat. Just flour. Okay, I'm gonna put it in my mouth.
Okay. How is it? It tastes like a saltine, pretty much.
Exactly what you would expect.
Well, at least it's reliable.
So, just so you know, off-brand saltines, no difference than regular saltines. There are six. Each cracker is 12 calories. In case you're wondering.
Mmm.
They don't have them set up by you can't just eat one. It's 5 is the serving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 60 calories, so that's how I figured it out.
On
account of I'm smart.
Well, yeah. That tastes like a saltine.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, we had a new segment this week we were gonna try out. Do you remember what it was?
Nope.
It was going to be, tell us about a childhood toy you had.
Okay. When I was in first grade,
mm-hmm.
It was Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
For Christmas, I got, all I wanted, my favorite show was Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
All I wanted was a Transformer.
Mm-hmm.
So what I got
mm-hmm.
was an orange truck that transformed, but it was not a Transformer.
It wasn't a Transformer.
It was a goddamn GoBot.
Oh! Rip off.
They got me a goddamn GoBot. And I'm like, the fuck is
this? Okay, to be fair though, your grandparents probably had no idea.
No, this was when I was living with my dad.
Oh. Even your dad probably still had no idea.
Mm-mm.
Parents are still removed from that stuff.
I did get a Voltron though at Easter.
I think I got like a significant amount of off-brand stuff when I was a kid just because that's but we could afford it.
But the problem with GoBots is none of the GoBots are in the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
None of the GoBots that you buy are in a Transformers cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The one I wanted, his name was Shockwave, right? Mm-hmm. And what he was like a cassette player.
Mm-hmm.
And then each of the cassettes transformed into a different thing.
Oh! That sounds expensive.
It was awesome.
I bet if it's expensive, though.
Probably.
So when I was little, I don't know, two? Probably about two. We have a home video of this one. This one's great.
Mm-hmm.
My grandparents bought us like a horse, like a bouncy horse.
Okay, not a real horse.
No, like one of those bouncy horses that's like on springs.
Sure.
And that's a problem when we're twins, because it's the cool toy, and everybody wants to play with it.
And you've only got one.
And there's only one person can fit on it at a time. So we had this home video of, like, I think my sister, I don't remember, I might get this wrong, I'm sorry, man, if I get this wrong, because I don't remember who's who in this situation, but one of us is on the horse, like, just bouncing around, having a good long time,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is bawling her head off, and, like, offering other toys, like, grabbing, like, a doll and bringing it up and being like, here, take this, you can have fun with this, uh-huh. and I will play on the thing. And then, like, as soon as we actually got to switch, so that the forgotten one got to do it, of course, the one who was on there was, like, bawling. Like, no, it's your sister's turn. Mm-mm. The thing was cool, though. I actually really liked that. That's probably the biggest toy we ever had.
Mm.
We got a basketball hoop once, but...
So I just listened... This is totally unrelated.
Oh, that's fine.
I just listened to the Indoor Kids when they talk about...
embarrassing games?
No. The one after that when they talk about... The whole episode is about Until Dawn.
Oh, I haven't listened to that one. I skipped that one. Did you listen to the whole thing?
Yeah, I want to...
Why would you listen to the whole thing? I want to play that game! Yeah, why would you listen to the spoiler half?
I don't care about the spoilers.
Yes, you
do. It's going to be a different game every time.
No, you know how it ends now.
Well, I knew how when I read the review on Amazon.
Why did you do that?
Because I was trying to see if the game was good.
You are the worst. Remember how you used to like yell at my sister for reading like Skins previews?
Well, that's when she was reading it on Wikipedia.
Okay.
I read it. They're not supposed to put spoilers on Amazon.
Okay, but they do. Obviously, they're going to. Right. It's your own fault. I'm not even gonna.
No, I'm not even. I'm not mad about the spoiler. I just want to play the game.
Okay, I don't want you to tell me anything about it.
I don't know anything about it.
I'm mad that you got it spoiled.
I don't know anything about it.
You know all about it. You listened to the whole Indoor Kids episode.
Nope.
I'm upset now.
But anyway, if anybody has that game and they're done with it, you could let us borrow it. Because I don't want to pay $50 for a game.
I mean, we will eventually probably buy
it. We'll probably get it with like 20.
We can trade you if you want Beyond Two Souls. I'll trade you a Beyond Two Souls for
Yeah, that's Until such Dawn. A game.
Yeah. What else could we trade?
We have some magic cards.
We do have some magic cards. I'm sure we have another game we could trade. We have Beyond Two Souls for PS3, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think they made it for PS4.
Actually, do we still have it, or did you sell it?
I think I sold it.
You might have sold it, because it was real bad. Anymore. You really hated that game.
It was so bad.
I might have asked you to keep it.
Did you?
I don't know. I don't think I would have liked it, though, either. Yeah. I mean, the X-Files game for PS2, that's a real winner. It's pretty bad, too.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I just want to play it, though, because I...
We can trade you things.
It. Yeah.
We have a slime plushie from Dragon Quest Heroes that we just got.
No, we are not trading that. We paid extra $50 for that shit.
Well, I mean, there's a keychain.
And a lanyard.
And in-game content.
That's true. There's all slime level.
So we do have a paid advertisement.
We do have a paid advertisement today. Are we really at paid advertisement time already?
Yeah, it's like 20 minutes.
Right, so, okay. Thank you again for allowing us to have sponsors.
All right, I'm gonna pause.
Paid advertisements.
For a minute.
We will be right back after these messages.
Hello and welcome to the paid advertisement.
Paid advertisement. This week's sponsor
is hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. You put. Oh shoot. Hot dogs. You put them in your butt.
No. You read the copy wrong. Read that again.
Hot dogs, you put them in your mouth.
No. Not even quite that. You were closer the first time.
Put them in your butt.
It's okay. So this week we are sponsored by hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Don't put them in your butt.
There you go. That's we did the right it. Copy. Hot dogs, folks.
Don't put them in your butt.
Don't put them in your butt.
All right. Thank you for that was our paid advertisement.
I should have coughed. We were off mic. Paid advertisement. Again, thank you for allowing us to have sponsors. If you'd like to donate to the podcast, email us, ahapodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. We have a PayPal button on ahapodcast.com, our website, which I recently became aware most of you did not know exists.
At ahapodcast.
Ahapodcast.com, at ahapodcast
on
Twitter.
On the Twitter.
I tweeted the other day.
Yeah, I know. You told me about it.
Yeah, because Markiplier has 10 million listeners, and we have like 10 to 15.
That's like a percentage.
We're so close.
That is an entire...
It's only a 1/10,000th.
Yeah.
1/10,000th.
1/10,000.0001.
Oh, it's 1/1,000,000, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
0.0001%.
Why did it take me so long to get a tenth of 10 million? It's 10,000, you guys.
Know.
A tenth of 10 million is 10,000.
So if you know people who would enjoy our podcast, you tell them to listen to it.
Yeah, tell them to listen to it. I feel like we're getting better. We get better every week.
I like that we have so...
Stop. You hit stop.
No, I did not. I did nothing of the sort. Okay, it's going.
What is happening?
Something weird has happened.
Guys, something weird is happening.
Okay, can you still hear us?
Okay, maybe you should stop it. And then we'll figure out what's going on.
Hold on, I'm just going to pause it.
Oh, butts. Okay, so that was weird. You're going to notice that we ran through the tape. We ran back through the tape, and you're going to hear me just say stop out of nowhere.
And then you start yelling at me.
Because the podcast program got weird.
Yeah, it was not responding for a minute.
Yeah, it got real slow, and then it got weird, so... But we're back!
We're back.
Better never.
And just make sure that when you're done, you make sure... When you do the theme song,
yes,
make sure
you move that this weird, ahead. Like,
put the theme song on both
the
tracks.
The ghosty thing.
So it moves it both up, instead of just doing it on
in
one.
On your butt.
You know...
On your butt! We played... So when we were at Gully's yesterday, after we finished D&D... We didn't really finish D&D. It's going to be a while before D&D's finished.
It's over.
You don't really
we
finish
won.
D&D, do you?
We won.
Well, you can finish a module, but when we were finished, we played the new Jackbox games.
Mm-hmm.
We should do a review of those.
Okay.
So the first one we played was Bid Something.
Yeah.
We're
it
great
like,
reviewers.
It was like the drawing one.
Only you bid.
Yeah, so if you haven't played the first Jackbox, that one's really fun.
It is. Do you want to explain to our listeners what it is?
Okay. So Jackbox is a bunch of games that are based or by the same company that makes You Don't Know Jack. So they're just like, it's like a game show with a bunch of different people.
Just like a fun multiplayer.
It's a party
games.
Game. So if you have like, you know, 6 or 7 people around and everybody has like an iPad or an iPhone or an iPad or something, all you need is a mobile device and you can all play together. So it's good when you have a bunch of people over and you just want to do something that, you know, is fun. It's better than watching TV. So anyway, there's one of them on the original Jackbox called Drawful. And basically how it works is every person gets a little prompt on their device to draw a picture, and they draw it on their device. And then it shows up on TV. They take turns going through them, and everybody has to try and figure out what it says. So
it's like, have you ever played Balderdash? It's like that, only for pictures.
I've never played Balderdash.
Balderdash is the like judge person, or the person whose turn it is, picks a word, like a weird random word. I think the official game, they just, like, give you the word, but we used to play it as called Detectionary. It's the same thing. You just pick, like, a word out of the dictionary, and everybody makes up a definition for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to pick which one you think is the real one.
Oh, well, that's more like the lie, the truth,
oh,
the
yeah.
lie one. This one's more like, you draw a picture. This is exactly what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
You draw a picture. Everybody writes in what they think the picture is, and then they go up on the screen, and everybody has to guess which one's the real one.
Mm-hmm. Draw a picture based on a prompt. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm. That one's fun. Anyway, there's a new one where you get 2 prompts, you have to draw 2 pictures, and then everybody has to bid on it, and it's the art is worth a specific price. So it's not as fun as the other one.
It's harder.
It's more complicated, and it's not just what the picture is.
It's a little more competitive, I think, than I want it to be.
Yeah, that one wasn't as good.
But you have to bid, you have a specific amount of money, and a lot of, like, the prompts everybody's drawing are similar things. Like, yesterday we had, like, angels hanging out, men with wings, like...
Yeah.
They're all very similar. There was, like, eating lobster, eating crawfish,
eating octopus.
Eating crab legs, yeah, so...
Yeah, it wasn't quite as fun and immersive.
I drew a wiener.
You did. You did.
It was important.
It was.
How else are you going to draw St. Peter?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like the pearly gates.
I thought about drawing its location on the Minnesota map, but nobody was going to know that. So.
Well, I think that because it was the angel thing, they were trying to do that.
Yeah.
They were trying to get a bunch of different people with angels.
I don't know what St. Peter looks like. It didn't occur to
He's
me
probably
that he might
some
be
guy,
an angel.
Some guy with a beard that stands by the pearly gates of heaven.
No, that's a different guy, isn't it?
I thought it was St. Peter at the gates.
Oh, well, if it is, then that would make a lot more sense.
He's the one you have to, like, he checks the book to see if you're on the list.
Yeah. That would have made a lot more sense.
And
than
if
what
not,
I did.
He pushes a button under the podium
yeah,
and you
I
fall
drew,
to hell.
I drew a wiener instead.
Yeah. I drew eating a crayfish.
I drew eating a scorpion.
Yeah, I liked eating a scorpion.
That was good.
That was worth a lot of money.
Yeah, it was worth a lot of money.
Anyway, so we like Drawful better than the Bidiots.
I like Drawful better than Bidiots. Was it Bidiots?
Yeah, and then there was, what is it called?
Quippage?
No, Fibbage.
Nope.
Yeah, Fibbage.
Oh, yeah, Fibbage 2.
Fibbage. They had original Fibbage and Fibbage 2, and that's the one where there's a question, everybody writes in what they think the answer is, or they're trying to lie, make a, mm-hmm. a lie that's believable, and then people have to guess which one's the truth. That's
and it's really
match,
new,
right?
too. It's, you could tell, like, the, there was something in there that I saw in the news, like, recently.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just came out.
Yeah, so I think that's cool.
But they have the same thing in the second one.
Yep.
And then what's
no,
the
there was an added something in Fibbage, wasn't there? Yeah,
yeah
you can
like,
pick your own sound. That's
yeah,
what it was.
You can pick your own sound, and you can do, like, one that removes all the lies.
Yeah, you
one.
Can you can cheat, basically.
Just once per game.
Once per game.
I
forgot to do it.
What was the quip one?
Quippage? It wasn't.
It was quip something.
Like, quip word or something.
Yeah, something quip. But it was fun.
That one was you... It was like a was it like a fill in the blank?
Yeah, it was a fill in the blank. It's like the worst thing that you can do at a party, and then two of the people that are playing get those prompts, and they both put an answer in, and everybody else votes for the ones they like the best.
Everybody else has to pick between them.
That was a lot of fun with a lot of people.
And so, we laughed a lot too.
Yeah, we all
there
had
were
fun.
Five of us, and
yeah.
that was enough people to have fun
yeah,
with it.
Five,
so.
Five is the right amount or more.
That one is one where you can play with like 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's actively playing. I think some of them are just voting.
Yeah, and you can if you're a streamer,
mm-hmm.
you can play it online.
You can have your audience play it. In fact, we should watch someone stream and play it.
Yeah, and then we can play along.
I bet
them.
Somebody's playing.
We can do that later.
We'll do that later. We'll do that after I have to go back to work and then come back from work.
What else?
Oh,
the one with the noises.
Oh, that one was...
That was weird, but fun.
Kind of dumb.
I thought it was fun.
It was alright. So there's one where you have to... You get, like, a prompt. Like, R2-D2's worst day ever. Mm-hmm. And then you get, like, six random sound effects that you have to put together to make R2-D2's worst day ever.
But you choose two.
And you don't get to pick which sound effects it is. You pick two of them.
Mm.
And it's... So, and it's not fair, because sometimes they make more sense than others.
I like that, because I won.
I had one where it was like, the sound it makes when a wizard sneezes, and then I did a cannonball and turned a frog.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was just like a frog noise, but...
But yeah, you got the story.
Yeah. It was alright.
I forget what mine was.
I don't remember what yours was.
It was like a phone ringing... Yeah, it's just stuff that doesn't make
yeah.
sense.
I think I really like that quip one, and I like Fibbage too. There's also, you don't know Jack, but we didn't
That
play
wasn't
that.
On that one.
It wasn't?
That wasn't on the Jack Pack
oh,
2.
Oh, weird. It's on Jack Pack 1, but we've never played it because it's a limit of 4 people, and usually we have 5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then the bomb one, which is the bomb game.
The bomb game?
The one where you hit with the bomb. You have to defuse a bomb.
Oh, yeah, you defuse a bomb together as a group.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, don't cut the second wire, and someone else says, cut the second wire if it's black, and then you have to, like, figure out what's right or whatever.
Yep. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we can cut this one short because you have
no,
to go back
No, cut
to
your
work.
Butt short.
Whoa.
Top three, bro.
Okay.
Top three what?
Top three bubblegum.
Ooh. Do we have to just say bubblegum, or could just
top
say any gum?
Top three gum.
Top three gum. Big Red. I like a good cinnamon.
T-berry.
T-berry? Mm-hmm. That's harder than I thought it was. Grape, what's the, like, the gum that's like a tape, bubble tape. Grape bubble tape.
Grape's a good flavor.
Yeah.
My number one was actually going to be a grape flavor.
Okay.
But we'll get to that.
I know what your number one
two.
Is.
I know you do. My number two is watermelon bubble yum.
Oh, that's pretty good, too. Mm-hmm. My number one is a tie. And I'm so sorry, because that makes it a top four, but I don't care. A tie between, there's one brand, I don't even know if they make it anymore, because I haven't looked for a long time. It ends up being like a bright greenish-yellow gum. And I always wanted it when I was a kid.
And it tastes sour.
No, it wasn't sour.
Like, is it like the...
It was like minty.
Oh, that's different one.
No, the reason I liked it is because when I was like a kid, I was like in elementary and middle school, it seemed like all the high schoolers chewed that color of gum. Uh-huh. And I really wanted to chew it, and so I chewed it all the time when I was in high school. Because in high school, they let you chew gum in school. Remember when you couldn't chew gum in school?
Yeah, because kids are dumb and they put it on the desk.
Yeah, we could even like drink pop in high school sometimes.
What?
I know.
Lucky.
It's a tie between that and your classic Trident. Because that's what my mom always had when I was growing up.
Who
and it's
loves
like
Trident?
It's like a nostalgia flavor for me now. She always like gave it to us during church, I think, to shut us up. Yeah. Or like when we were going to go on a walk. She just always had Trident. That was just her gum of choice.
My granny always had Trident, too.
Yeah, see, it's a good
Trident.
No, we had just the classic.
We had red. Because red was better.
Yeah. It probably was.
Peppermint gum. Peppermint is the worst gum.
Yeah, I know. I don't like peppermint that much, but I like Trident.
Yeah.
What's your number one gum?
My number one gum is Grape Big League Chew.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'd never had Big League Chew before our last vacation.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And when I saw it at the candy store, I was like, oh my god, Big League Chew.
We didn't get the grape one though, did we? Because we already had.
I had regular. Yeah, because I didn't have grape at the gas station that we stopped at.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I remember that. All right, well, this podcast has been a podcast. We're retiring the Crack-A-Pack, at least for this set.
Yeah, because everything looks the same.
Everything looks the same, and honestly, this set isn't that interesting anymore to me.
Yeah, it's all everything looks the same.
You've kind of stopped drafting.
No. I'm doing one more thing. This is my final thought.
What's your final thought? Good night, everybody.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.